Was that down here on the creek?
Yeah, right down the road where we turned there.
Huh.
Right there.
What was the name of that settlement?
Huh?
What was the name of that settlement?
Bailey. It's been Bailey ever since I can read legs.
Hmm. When did that die?
Oh, 7 or 8 years ago. Folks got some people got scattered a little bit. Have enough people getting the mail here, and the rural routes went to coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Crowded it out, and wasn't long till everything's out then.
Hmm. Let's see, that was right down here on this.
Yeah, right down there. We used to be right there, you know, you used to ask me who lived out there.
Yeah.
Well, right there on the corner was by his house, there was a blacksmith shop.
Hmm.
And there's one right down there just below it. And there was a telephone office. Oh, shoot, we had everything.
The automobile has certainly changed a lot of that, as you say.
Yeah, sure has.
When did the horseshoes come in for the blacksmith shop?
Oh, ever since I was elect. I'd say this here, lots of them picked in 60 years ago.
What did they ship them in?
Keg.
Just a little barrel, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I was asking you about a load of corn for the mill, and then a part of a load. Was that ever called a jag?
Yeah, some of them would call it a jag.
Now, would that be just a little bit of anything, or?
No, it would be corn. That's all the ground. See, this was a stone burr mill,
uh-huh.
And it wouldn't grind nothing but corn. It was fixed a purpose for that and nothing else.
Uh-huh.
And just to show you now, that brother of mine, he'd go down there Friday dinner and start that mill up, and he'd grind up everything he had full. And then when he got crowded, Saturday they got crowding, why, you brought in a sack full of corn, you just poured it up, and he filled you up a sack of meal.
Huh.
Which is supposed to be taken, I believe it was 8, they call it, for toll. But in other words, if you take down a bushel of shell corn, you do a bushel of meal. When you ground it, it gained that much.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Does he still have the burrs?
No, I don't know where them did go to. No, he's been dead 10 or 15 years.
There's a pretty good industry now for burr ground corn, burr ground meal. You had the burrs.
Well, sir, he was a mighty fair man. He sure didn't. Nobody could never say that George cheated him on the toll. You heard fellas say, "Oh, they take all my corn." Well, he didn't. He sure, if anybody got short, it'd be him. And he'd take this toll corn now. He lived on a farm back over here. Had a little 60 acres over there. And he raised several hogs. Well, he'd go down through the week and chop this toll corn up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Take her home, feed it to his hogs, and he made a lot of money.
I'll bet. Was this a water mill or a?
No, it's a gasoline motor.
Hmm. When you got something in a bottle or in a jug, what did you call the thing that you put in the hole?
Well, in the jug?
Yeah, to fill it.
Oh, they had told them what it was. By the time it'd run out of what they call a spigot, out of a barrel, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean there, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, run over there, turn that little thing, and run out a little stream, you know, about like a cigarette.